It's Weekend Edition on 90.1 WABE. Good morning, I'm Jim Burris. Since the shaky rollout of the Federal Insurance Exchange last month, the Obama administration arguably has spent as much time apologizing as it has trying to fix the website. Well, the expressions of regret continued yesterday in Atlanta, even as Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius touted two big announcements related to the Affordable Care Act. The first, made at the Carter Center, outlined requirements that insurers cover treatment for mental health and substance abuse at the same levels they cover physical illnesses.
Coverage for these conditions, when offered, must be comparable to coverage for medical and surgical care.
From there, Secretary Sebelius traveled to Southside Medical Center in Atlanta to promote a $150 million grant to strengthen community health centers. That tour started here with a stop at the center's computer lab. Navigators were busy walking a handful of hand-picked consumers through the process.
Kind of navigate back through the system.
And sure enough, folks were still having some problems, minor but problems nonetheless. Recall, it's the marketplace that brought a month of unwanted and quite negative attention to the healthcare law. When consumers logged on, they got anything but an insurance policy. Gearing up to cover the insurance exchange rollout, I came across a local mortgage broker who planned to shop for a policy on day one and buy one the following day. The game plan was for me to follow Michael Lappin through the process, turning his experience into an anecdotal local story. Well, 1 week passed, and he still couldn't get in. So we talked about it.
It would kick me out, say it cannot create an account, and I'd have to start all over again, which was the most frustrating part.
Lappin and I then agreed to check back in once some of the system's kinks went away. So a few weeks later, I visited his Midtown office where he was ecstatic. Not only had he gotten in, he really liked what he saw.
I anticipate between the two of us, we're going to save over $5,000 a year.
Michael and husband John planned to buy that policy. It afforded better coverage at a much cheaper rate, and they did. The end. Story finished. Until yesterday, when Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius made that trip to Southside Medical.
I was one of the pioneers.
I was there the first day, trying to get in, couldn't get into the system for several days.
In front of a few dozen reporters and TV cameras lining the room, Lappin and his husband were telling the secretary about their experience.
The overall health insurance plans that I was looking for.
Soon after, when Sebelius held a press conference, she relied on their story as a core example of her message.
We just also heard from John and Michael, self-employed Atlantans who had insurance coverage, were kind of locked into a plan with pre-existing conditions. They weren't offered other insurance. And for the first time in 7 years, will not only save money on monthly premiums, but will save money on deductibles and copays, about $5,000 a year.
Turns out HHS saw WABE's profile of Lappin, got in touch, and after multiple vetting calls, asked the men to be part of Sebelius's visit. Now, although Lappin says he was frustrated with the site at times, he dismisses calls of some in Congress that Sebelius stepped down.
The whole idea that we have in government today that everybody needs to be removed from their position because of something that went wrong or somebody doesn't like it doesn't let people do their job effectively, and I don't see a need for that.
As I was leaving, Lappin pulled me aside. He wanted to tell me the story about the last time he signed up for health coverage. On paper, he even had to mail it in. He says that was truly frustrating. This experience, he says, just mildly inconvenient. Jim Burris, WABE News.